Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. So if you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Allow this light to fill your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative or dark energies, raising you in vibration and allowing you to experience greater peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it moves throughout your chest in all directions, feeling your lungs with healing energies, allowing your lungs to be filled with light, peace, love, good health, allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs to be filled with these life-giving energies, carrying this light force to every extremity of your body. And now see this light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and deeper breathing. Now moving into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs of digestion and elimination. Allow for the light to now move into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired, allowing for your perfection and your now. Continue to see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of release and regeneration, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, aligning your energies with the universal forces of creation, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect harmony with the universe. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies, any energies that you no longer need in your body, mind, spirit complex, to flow through these cords, to move into Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light that is within your body, growing brighter and brighter with each and every breath. Now moving out through your pores until you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Allow all of the colors of the rainbow to be within this light, to be absorbed by your tissues and cells, by any aspect of you that needs these frequencies of light to bring balance and harmony to your mind-body-spirit complex. Continue to see the light as it moves out now beyond your body, spreading throughout the room, the space you're in, healing the space and all the people and living things that move through this space, bringing all into higher vibrations, higher awareness. Continue to see your light as it passes through the walls and any obstacles easily, moving out into your greater environment and now expanding, moving through your city, your town, your village, until it completely expands out, filling your country, the land in which you are in, with light, allowing these frequencies of healing to touch, to restore, to harmonize, to dissolve anything in its path that is not for our highest good. Continue to see this light as it expands out, encompassing the earth completely, where all of our lights join together as one, reuniting us as a family of light, empowering each and every one of us with the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the ancients, of the wisdom keepers, allowing us to take our rightful place on this planet as the true inheritors of Mother Earth, bringing greater peace, joy, love, and oneness, harmony, back to our planet. Continue to see the light as it penetrates the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, allowing for awareness that we are one, we are family, through our light, through our love. And now see our light as it moves out and fills the atmosphere of the earth with healing energies, bringing balance, healing the atmosphere of Mother Earth, the air that we breathe, allowing this air to restore us, to revitalize and rejuvenate us on every level. Allow this light to dissolve easily any obstacles, any energies, frequencies, vibrations of any kind, thought forms that do not serve our highest good. Continue to see this light as it moves into the universe around us, moving in all directions, connecting with all other lights, our family, our star family, giving thanks and gratitude for their assistance and their help at this time of the awakening, for their love and their light and their continual support of our awakening. Allow us all to unite once again throughout the universe and the multiverse in our oneness and our light and our love and our knowing that we are one and we are Source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me, family. Very beautiful, very strong, powerful. Thank you so much. This is very real. When we do these meditations, you have to be feeling this energy. And it will only grow in strength over time. Your body is truly being healed. Your mind, your spirit, your desire for oneness is being activated. We must remind ourselves of these truths. And the more we remind ourselves of this, the more we resonate with it. And it becomes our frequency, our vibration. And that is what the ancients spoke of as the level of God consciousness. We become our true selves once again because we are on a journey of remembering. Now, we will receive at this time the direct guidance and messages from Spirit through what is called the Sacred Path readings. We started these last week and we covered all the clans. Again, these messages will come in 5-week cycles. And during this time, we will go through each clan and give a message to all the people of the clans individually. If the messages resonate with you, then very good. I'm very happy about that. If they do not resonate with you at this time, then they may in the near future. Just keep an open mind that you are hearing this for a reason. Today's Sacred Path readings are for the people of the Elemental Clan of Fire, the Thunderbird Clan. So last week we gave an overall reading for this clan. We will go over the highlights before going to each person of the clan. We are activating the vibration of the number 5. Which is all about transformation. And our intention is to assist you on your journey of transformation. So these readings will help to guide you through the challenges that your elemental forces are offering you at this time. So for the next 5 weeks or 5 months, these readings can be very relevant for you. Now, the elemental forces are our teachers, and they will help us to grow if we understand and understand what this journey is all about. We are learning to harmonize all the elemental forces that make up our being. Our physical incarnation is about growth and expansion of consciousness. Earth is now your classroom. You are here to learn and to overcome the challenges you have created for yourself. Through overcoming your challenges, you develop yourself spiritually. They are here, the elements, to help you become a better person, a more evolved soul. They are not here to destroy you or to harm you in any way. It is only our perception that something is outside of us that causes us to believe that things are happening to us and not because of us. This is the leap in consciousness that humanity as a whole has to face, especially during this time of the awakening. And we are now living in the time of Pluto in Aquarius. So this is very profound, very profound. It will be another 240 years about before this time will come again with Pluto in Aquarius. So you must be aware of the space, of the dimension, of the time you have chosen to incarnate, because you are being given the opportunity to change history and to change the future of humanity. And as you learn these things, the wisdom teachings of the ancients, you will learn how this is possible. Now, we must begin to understand that everything is inside of us in order to break the illusion and our belief in separation. So this is why this classroom of Mother Earth is so important for us. It helps us to do this. So now let's look at the reading of the Thunderbird clan, the overall reading that we received last week. And for more details on all of the clans, please go back and listen to last week's show. The challenge for the clans of fire, or of the clan of fire, all of the people who make up this clan, they have the vibration of the number 9. Now remember, this challenge is for all of you, and it's going to affect you all in a different way. So when we go through each one of your readings, your sacred path readings, you will see how it resonates with this challenge, which is about endings and completions. This is the vibration of the number 9, endings and completions. Now, you may feel that your future could be threatened by situations that are out of your control. The message was that you are having difficulty responding to the challenge of endings. Now, the soul advice was to tap into your warrior self to give you the courage that you need to pass your test, to face your challenge. And the remedy to your challenge is you must begin to speak your truth and follow your inner guidance. You shall have a victory. This is prophesied for you if you accomplish this, if you learn how to speak your truth and follow your inner guidance. Victory is assured for you. The animal totem that can assist you at this time is the turkey. And the turkey is all about good luck and blessings through a sacrifice. Now, that was just a synopsis of the overall reading for the Thunderbird clan. And again, you can go back to last week's show and listen to all of the clans readings. So now we're going to move into the Red Hawk. You are composed of fire, and your secondary element is air. You were born between March 21st and April 19th. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 3. And 3 is all about trials. Now, if you want more information of the vibration of the number 3, I encourage you to go research that, because it will resonate with you at this time. Your challenge is to go on a vision quest. Now, I think this is quite interesting, because the Red Hawk people are directly across from the Raven people. And the Butterfly Clan had this very card, the Vision Quest. And so you, being the other part of the Raven people, now are experiencing the same thing for yourself. And I find that quite interesting. Just more confirmation of this beautiful mirror of the sacred hoop of life. Now, at this time, you are beginning new directions in your life. It's time for you to strengthen your present path. It seems as though you have already started on a new path. Because again, that number 9 was about endings, and this is new beginnings for you. So your challenge, being the vibration of 3, is telling you that you are facing new trials. They're tests to see if you can stay on your present path. Now, the thing that you need to know most is that you must learn your own personal truth. And for you Red Hawk people, this is so important, because you have a tendency to allow yourself to become whoever you put yourself around. And this is not good for you, but this is your natural tendency. You can morph into whomever is around you. But your test and trial at this time is to learn your own personal truth. And we are at the time of your solar return, at the recording of this message. So this is a very powerful time for you. Your solar return is the new fire that is starting for you. And you are all about the sun, Red Hawk people. You are red because of the energy of the sun. And this is your power, this is your strength, that you must reconnect to your own personal truth. In order to find your personal truth, you must go into the silence that is within you. It is time to remove all outer distractions in order to remove any inner confusion. It may also be necessary for you to go on a vision quest or a spiritual retreat. You are being challenged at this time to clarify your vision. You are being encouraged to seek the help of your ancestors, your guides, and your spiritual allies. You need their energy so that your choices will be influenced and reinforced with their wisdom and their assistance. Seek your personal answers from within. This is the key for you, Red Hawk people, because you must begin to trust your inner knowing. This is how your connection with your inner divine wisdom and your truth is made. It's through you reaching deep within yourself and listening. Now, of course, in order for you to do this, you must overcome any doubts or confusions that you have about who you are and why you are here. This is the only way that your truth will emerge, is that you remove these confusions and doubts about who you are. Remember, in seeking answers, you are asking for your guides and your loved ones, your ancestors to help you find and recognize those answers. So just be on the lookout in every direction for your answer to come. You are in a powerful time of transformation, Red Hawk people. It's like you must become the phoenix at this time. It is truly a death and rebirth for you. And the full solar eclipse is the confirmation of this energy of renewal being manifested in your life. You must become the phoenix. You must embrace change and trust the universe to guide you into your future. This is the challenge for you. Now, the remedy is you are being told to release all things that do not serve your highest good. It is time to purify yourself. And for you, this means the body, mind, spirit, as well as your emotional body. A total renewal is here for you, Red Hawk people. You could take on a new identity at this time. And I mean, as the natives used to call it, you receive a new name because you move through different levels of the self. And when you learn new lessons and you pass your tests, you receive a new name. And so for you, Red Hawk people, this is definitely a time of rebirth and renewal for you. You may even choose a new name for yourself. But you must release first and then trust. Do not allow anyone or anything to prevent your light from shining. You are amazing beings, and it is time for you to know it. You are the Red Hawk. And you bring the light of the sun to humanity. Now for the Sturgeon people. You are composed of fire, and your second element is the water. You were born between July 23rd and August 22nd. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 5, and this is all about transformations. Your challenge is about establishing roots, or rooting yourself in the earth and learning to give without exhaustion. Now, this is a very good lesson for you, Sturgeon people, because you have a way of giving too much, so much so till you hurt yourself giving. So this is your challenge now, that you must learn to give without exhaustion. Now, the root of the self is where strength is gathered. So you must find your roots. You must find your roots so that you can regather your strength, Sturgeon people. You should root yourself firmly into Mother Earth, because without this connection, your dreams cannot manifest and your giving cannot be compensated by the universe. So it doesn't matter how much you give. If you are not grounded, then you cannot be compensated. You cannot receive back. You must ground yourself. And if you are not clear about your future, or you may feel a little spaced out or disconnected at this time, then that is a sign that you need to ground. So be still and connect to nature. Go hug a tree and become that tree. Feel it. This will help you be able to see what is growing in your own forest. Look at your family tree to gain strength from your ancestors. Then reach for the light of the sun in order to be renewed in your spirit. Your challenge is to give yourself, but to give of yourself. But in order to give, you must learn how to receive. And this is a challenge for you. Sometimes you have a hard time receiving, but you're always giving. So you must learn how to receive. Count your blessings and be grateful for everything in your life. Remove the blockages that keep you from growing and rooting yourself deeper. Root out anything that blocks you from creating the future you desire. And remember, all that you do today will lay a foundation for someone to walk on tomorrow. We are here to aid future generations. Our work cannot just be for the self. Our vision must include humanity at this time. The remedy for you? You are being told that it is time for change. Momentous change is needed in your life. It may be time to complete a rites of passage. Take note of the growth and change that is occurring in your life at this time, because this will shape your future in some way. Change can be small or great. No matter the size, it is benefiting you in some way. If you have lost the magic and spontaneity in your life, then you need change. And only you can make that decision to change what is not working and to create a life filled with magic and excitement. If the change that is needed is made, then you can find yourself flying with the eagles and experiencing new freedoms only dreamt of up to now. And now for our elk people. You are composed of fire, and your second element is earth. You were born between November 22nd and December 21st. Your challenge has the vibration of the number 10. This is all about new beginnings. You have completed a cycle in your life. You are being challenged to look at your present goals to see how they affect your future. Are the answers you seek flowing from within you? You need to ask yourself this question. And if not, then it is time to go within to reconnect to your deeper wisdom. This inner connection helps you to tap into the divine guidance within yourself. If fear of the unknown is growing within you, then it is time to clear away this fear. You may need the help of Bear to assist you at this time. Bear is known for aiding others in building inner strength and removing fear and learning how to follow your heart and trust in the universe. This is Bear's greatest medicine. Call on Bear and feel the courage to meet your challenge and your future. You are being challenged to complete your goals, but in order to do this, you must find your inner strength, power, and ability to hear. You must hear the answers when they come from within your heart. You are also being challenged to not allow the opinions of others to become your own. Remember that the opinions of others become mixed with your own doubts and can create limitations in your life. You must tap into your own inner guidance. And the remedy for you is to nurture yourself and others. You are being told that having a nurturing spirit at this time will help you meet your challenge. If you have a problem receiving or giving, nurturing, then it will be necessary for you to work on this. You are being told that your body needs extra care at this time, and you must be sure to get your rest and eat well-balanced meals. This will prevent you from getting sick due to the stress of your change. Listen to your body and be good to yourself. You may also be needing to get closer to nature at this time in order to recharge your battery. Avoid running yourself down and starting to feel overwhelmed, because this could manifest as self-pity. So be sure to avoid this attitude. It will only rob your vital energies over time. The remedy is for you to be nurturing and gentle to yourself and others. Elk people, I suggest you follow that. Take care of yourselves. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on the magical personality and the wisdom of the ancients around eclipses. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. So now let's quickly share some of the ancient wisdom surrounding eclipses. At this time, we are looking at a full solar eclipse on April the 8th here in 2024. This is going to be a very powerful time on our planet. There is so much to say, but we only have a short time to discuss this today. We will definitely share more about this on our podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. I will be dedicating an entire show to this information because it is very important. Now, when we look at the wisdom of the ancients, we are reminded that we are the universe. This is everything that we have been talking about on this show. Spirit calls it the body universe. So when we looked at the sun, we talked about the sun being a reflection of our soul. It is our soul energy, and that it resonates with our heart and our life and vitality as a whole. We do the internal light meditations to activate our inner sun. Once again, this is what we are here for, to remember who we are. Now, our light within our bodies has gone quite dormant. And Spirit says we have been living on the most minuscule amount of light possible for thousands of years. And this is why they gave me the internal light meditation, in order to begin to reactivate the light within us, to heal ourselves, to heal our light structures, and to reestablish them. Now, in most humans, they're unaware of this. They're unaware of this fact, this information. And so everybody is not performing this internal light meditation. But this is one way to reconnect to the inner sun that is within you. And it sits right in your heart space. Okay? Now, over thousands of years, a lot of information has been lost. And humanity began to believe in separation. And this was a test for us. It was a time for us to go through this forgetting process. But now is the time of the awakening. And that means we are beginning to learn and relearn lost knowledge once again. We are expanding our consciousness and becoming more aware of forgotten truths and principles and laws of the universe. So when we look at a solar eclipse from this point of view, from the perspective of the sun being our soul energy and connected to our heart, then it's not surprising that the ancients considered a solar eclipse as a huge warning, what we may call a bad omen. Now, the warning is for those who are not ready to awaken. We are literally observing the light of our souls being cut off by darkness when you observe an eclipse. And this is not a good thing. And so the ancients advised us to never watch or observe this manifestation. We are told that we should be in prayer inside with white candles lit during the eclipse. If everything in the physical world is a reflection of the spiritual or unseen world, then this reflection of a solar eclipse is that of darkness overtaking the light. This is not to be celebrated, and it's definitely not something that you want to manifest in your personal life, according to the ancient teachings. We are told that a darkness came upon the earth for a period of many thousands of years. And during these darker times on the planet, the knowledge and wisdom of the light had to be hidden. This is when the people began to follow the dark ones out of ignorance. So this is a celebration that dark cults participate in. The ancients teach us that when such things happen on the earth as a solar eclipse and the path of the eclipse touches the land, then it is a bad omen for the rulers and clergy of that land, that their time to rule is up. This is what the ancients spoke about. In ancient times, when people were aware of these truths, a false leader would be put in place so that the true leader would be protected in some way from the eclipse. The ancient wisdom keepers have recorded this for thousands and thousands of years. It is known among those who know that during the time of a solar eclipse, you must clear your tables of any food, put the food away, and if any food was left out during the eclipse, then it is to be thrown away. You should be in prayer, filling yourself with light, and after the eclipse, we are told that you should shower and give thanks for the light overcoming the darkness. Now, I'm sharing this with you because many people have asked about it. And Spirit wanted me to share it here and now. Now, you can heed this, and you don't have to, because we live in a free will universe. But you have been told what the ancients spoke of. So now let's talk about the magical personality. Now, as we discussed in our past episode, the people of Venus are the ones who developed what is now known as the sacred tarot that we received from the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians were the ones who downloaded, if you will, this information and then recorded it as the scribes within the scrolls and the temples at another time. At first, it was all just given to the priestesses, the high priestesses, and the high priest. And it was a teaching that was passed down orally. And then over time, it was written down. And now, in our recent times, it has turned into cards, as we know them, tarot cards. But much of the information that is connected to this knowledge has been lost. And you'll see that when we start to go through each of the major arcanum, you will begin to see that there is so much information there that it will be impossible for us to touch on all of it in one show. So we will be covering it slowly, and we will not be able to go over all of it. But it will be just enough for you to begin to understand and understand the depths of this ancient wisdom. Now, this is millions of years old, millions of years old. And it was developed as a training tool to help us to develop and connect to our magical personality, which we now call our higher self. Now, you will hear this term magical personality in different writings, and in the raw material, they use this term as well. So, why do the ancients call this the magical personality? It is because our natural state is magical, for one. Once we develop ourselves spiritually and raise our vibration, we can affect the reality around us in magical ways. We transform it with a simple thought, and this is real. Now, remember we discussed the seven levels of chi, or what can be called the seven levels of power. When you reach the sixth level, this is called the master level, where the magic truly begins. And then the seventh is called the God level. Now, you must know that on each level, there are other levels within each level. So it's not as though you just, boom, you're here and then you go there. No, you rise up through the levels. And so we say there's seven levels within the seven levels. And when you reach a certain level, where we have learned that most of humanity falls within the second and third level, they're either in a state of fear, which is on the second level, or they're in a state of constantly recycling behaviors. They're in patterns that need to be broken. That's the third level. So patterns of behavior that need to be broken. Once you complete this level, you have broken cycles that have been going on for thousands of years within your genetic bloodline. And then you move into the fourth level, which is where you begin to study and learn and grow and expand. It's a place where you find power for the first time in your life because you are making different choices for yourself. You are getting off of the hamster wheel. You are starting to take more control of your life on level four. Now, again, there are so many things to discuss about this that over time we'll just reach back and we'll pick up these discussions. But they're quite fascinating to see the manifestations. Now, when you reach the level of the master level on the sixth level, your world begins to change. And all of the things that you have studied of the ancients, the ancient wisdom teachings, start to become real for you. Little by little by little, you start to see that things that seemed impossible manifest right before your own eyes. And this is where you really begin to tap into there's no separation between you and your outer environment. This is where it really becomes very strong. And so we know that separation consciousness is what keeps humanity asleep and keeps humanity in a state of fear. And so every group of people, no matter where they are, whatever planet, if this is their trial to go through this separation consciousness, then they're going to pass through these same stages. And so the people of Venus many millions of years ago were going through these stages that we find ourselves in right now. And they developed this way of connecting with the higher self, the magical personality, to assist in the transformation process of us taking on our divine essence once again. But there's a shedding process. There's a letting go of false beliefs, of the belief in separation, of the belief in fear, of the belief in the fact that if I do harm to someone else, it doesn't affect me. All of these sorts of things. All of that must be shed as we grow and learn and awaken. And so they have shared many things with us. And you will hear this information, and it is quite profound what is there. And as we begin to connect the dots, you will see why this information began to develop the higher self and the magical personality that is within you. Because you must reconnect to this energy. You have many different aspects that make up who you are. So now we're going to talk more about the magical personality and what can happen when you tap into this energy that we call the higher self. You can heal yourself instantly. And I have witnessed this for myself. Not only have I witnessed it in the midst of a quantum healing hypnosis, because I do perform these, which was absolutely profound, but I have witnessed this transformation, this instant manifestation in my own life on several occasions. Now, if you have studied near-death experiences, or what some call death experiences, then many times these people come back from very terrible diseases or accidents, and they're able to heal their bodies miraculously, sometimes within hours, and for others within days. And this is because of the magical personality. But we don't have to experience anything so drastic. We don't have to go through a near-death experience. We can develop this connection and begin to perform what some call miracles or magic through this strength and connection to the power that is within us. We are powerful beings, and we are now living in a time when it has been prophesied that we will develop healing powers that have never been seen before on this planet. And isn't it important at this time? Because so many people are sick and ill and have so many different things that doctors cannot help them with. So this would be the time that we would need this to manifest on our planet. Now, the ancient Toltecs speak to us of this in great detail, and we'll share some of this. Each and every time I do a quantum healing hypnosis, I am contacting the higher self of the individual I am working with. I have seen the power of this aspect in the human beings that are laying right in front of me. I have witnessed this magic. And the ancients discovered ways for us to develop this aspect of ourselves through meditations, like the internal light meditation, and many other forms. We have all the answers to all our challenges. They are within us. We must develop ourselves to bring our powers forth. We are the answers to the prayers of humanity at this time. We are already here. The thing we have to do is develop ourselves through knowledge, through study, through the practice of alignment with the universe, increasing the light within our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, learning truths that help to develop our mind, to grow and expand, and to release things that don't serve us anymore, beliefs that do not serve us anymore, because they hold us back. Because when you believe that you are just a human and there's no way you can do that, then you will never be able to perform the miracles that are prophesied for us to perform at this time. You will not develop yourself. You won't believe it's possible. But I'm here to tell you, it's all possible and it's all so very real. But it's going to take time. It's going to take practice. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take commitment to a path of learning, to a path of growing, to a path of expansion. It's just all about making a decision. Is that what you want to do with your life? Do you want to be the one who brings the light back to planet Earth, to be a doorway of light for humanity, to awaken? This is the time we live in. It's most incredible. And it's here for all of us to experience because we chose to be here at this time. So I really, really appreciate you listening and taking the time to join me each and every week for these shows. I hope you're learning something and growing from this information. It is quite powerful. And everything I'm sharing with you is very real. It is not for entertainment purposes. It is for you to grow and expand and become the powerful being that you are. Tune in next week as we pick up on our discussion on the Ancient Mystery School teachings and receive the sacred messages for the Frog Clan people. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.